Hi, Super Mamas. So as all of you know, Paulina had a home birth 3 weeks ago on September 27th, 2017. And today she's back on the show to share her home birth story with all of you. And also a little bit of her postpartum struggles. So sit back and enjoy today's episode with Paulina and Sixta's birth story.
Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. And I was jumping on the waves with Krista, and he was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. And we get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. Ah! I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom. Mm-hmm. He knew what kind of mom he wanted and he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice. We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
¡Super mamás!
Hello.
Hello.
Paulina is back.
I'm kind of back.
You missed her so much.
I'm semi back.
I had to pull her out of maternity leave real quick. How are you?
I'm all right. I survived. I'm surviving, taking it day by day.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little better. Yeah.
Don't cry.
No, I'm not going to cry. It's been a little rough, but like I said, I'm taking it day by day, and it's getting better. It's getting better.
What's been the hardest part?
The hardest part has been staying still. Just staying in one place. That's been the hardest part.
You're fidgeting your foot right now, so yeah, I guess it's hard.
Yeah, I just feel like... Yeah, staying still. That has been really hard for me. Just, I'm always go, you know, and I feel like I'm running a race against time right now. I feel like I'm going to regret later not being still. Mm-hmm. It's like a constant battle in my head. Like, I know I should, but it's hard. And then I'm like, oh, you're going to regret this later, you know.
You're stuck in the question.
I'm stuck in the question. That's what it has been the hardest out of everything. Yeah. But, you know, the rest of the stuff is just, I forgot what it was like. I forgot what this was like. Uh-huh. And it's just, you know, but it's just, we're just adjusting day by day with her.
She's pretty.
She is. She's almost going to be a month.
She's looking... so different from she's starting to look different. I know, like, the first like few weeks she looked exactly like Sabina, which was weird, right?
It was like Sabina was born all over again. Yeah. It was crazy because we kept looking at the pictures back and forth of like Sabina and her, and sometimes my husband couldn't tell which was which, but now she's starting to look like herself, which it's completely different from the other two, which is crazy. Because I was looking at Krista's newborn pictures, and she did look completely different from Sabina. But Sixta does look like her, which, but they have different personalities. I can see it since now.
Really? Like what?
Sixta's more calm. She's calm. She's more like, she stares at things really long. I don't know. It's just weird. She just looks different. She's different.
Oh.
And yeah, my other two are also adjusting. I think the hardest out of all three is Sabina right now. She requires a lot of attention.
3-year-old.
My middle child. My 3-year-old. She requires a lot of attention. She's constantly crying from the moment she gets home. She's just attached to me and mommy.
What are your mornings like right now? Or what's your day like?
Well, right now it's easier because mom's here and she's only going to be here until this weekend. And that's when the real, like, you know, that's when it's going to get real for me. But Sabina sleeps with me So she is the baby in her and my husband in our bed. And then she wakes up, and by that time, Chris is already awake because she sleeps with mom right now. And Sabina, it takes a little while for Sabina to like leave my side. Mm-hmm. And the first thing she wants to do is just be with the baby. And at first, she was very gentle with the baby. But I think now, because she sees that the baby's always with me, she's starting to be really rough. Mm. And she pretends that she's being nice to her, but she's not really. Mm-hmm. So every morning is like a battle trying to get her out of the bed. Like, okay, let's go change. Like, she's like, no, I want to be with Sixta. And then she kind of like roughs her around a little bit. And then they get ready, and either my husband or mom takes them to school. And then mom stays here with me and gives me some breakfast. And I pretty much all I do is breastfeed. That's pretty much all I do all day long. Breastfeed, and once the kids get back to school from school, then I do homework with them, we eat, and I try to spend some more time with the other two in the afternoon. I'll do homework, we color, we try to do something while the baby is with mom, and then get them ready, take a shower, and put them to bed, which is usually
you're
late.
You're still putting them to shower, or is mom helping with
that? Mom's helping me with that. I gave him a bath last week. But what I did is I put them, both of them, in my bathroom, in my shower. Uh-huh. And I actually made them, like, bathe themselves. So I think that's how it's going to work. You know, they're going to do a lot of it on their own. So, yeah, that's what my days are like right now.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I had a call with my I have a life coach. I don't know if, I think I've shared that with
him. Yeah.
And last week, I was sort of having a little bit of anxiety, and I was sharing that with him, and he told me something that I'm going to share with you because I think it makes sense with what you're going through. But he told me you can either speak, you can do one or two things. You can speak towards what you want or against of what you don't want. So it's like your decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that focus, it's going to cause your feelings.
Yeah.
So sometimes we get stuck in speaking against what we don't want.
Yeah, so yeah. Talking about it.
So our focus goes to what we don't want. And if your focus is going there, what sort of feelings is that going to bring up to you?
Yeah, I've been very anxious. It's anxiety,
because you're constantly speaking on what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So when you focus on what you don't want, you're telling your brain what you don't want, and your brain in return is telling you, yeah, because if you get that, like, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, mm-hmm. and this is going to happen. So you're stuck in this back and forth.
Yeah. So now every, you know, and in the mornings, I'm trying to like listen to like go back to my all, like putting a lot of positive things in my head. And I started seeing people now, which is weird, right? But like I had two friends come and visit me. Maddie came to visit me, and we were just talking. I know, we were just talking, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot what it was like to have a conversation. Like, it's just normal conversation. And Betsy also came to see me, and we were talking, and I was just sharing with her how I felt. And, you know, she was kind of reminding me of the same thing. She was like, well, don't focus on that. And I was like, I know. I know what I have to do, but it's just hard to get there right now. I don't know. It's weird. Because I was telling her, I was like, I know exactly what I have to do, because I've been trying to do this for all this time. Because, you know, it's a constant battle with like the whole depression with me. It's just a constant battle. And I know, and I'm aware, and I know where I'm at, and I know what I have to do, and where I have to go, and where I have to be. But it's a little harder to be there right now, because I'm in this total different life. You know, like this is different. This is not usually what it's like. So I don't know how to do that from here. But, you know, I think once mom leaves and I'm like left to do, figure things out on my own, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to.
Another thing my coach told me that was pretty, like, I found it like, was like, oh, that's right. Was that everything in life is meaningless unless you give it meaning.
True.
Which was kind of like, wait a minute, that's so right.
Yeah. That's so true.
And when you give meaning something, when you give a meaning to something, you invest emotion in it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But, you know, not everything has been bad. Everything has been great, you know, with the baby and just seeing her every day, how much she's changing. It's been like, it's going to be 4 weeks already. And just see how much I am, like, getting to know her. And I'm just, I forgot what it was like to hold a newborn and just to be, you know, just to be with a newborn. Now it's just like, okay, let me just carry you, change your diaper, you know, really do it really fast. And it took me a little bit, but now it's like, he's starting to be like, she's always been there. It's crazy. And she, like I said, her demeanor is very calm, so much mm-hmm. more calmer than my other two kids.
Don't they always say the third one's the calmest?
She's super calm. She's super chill. Like, you know, as long as she's fed, she's chill. She's very chill. Like, she's just...
I look at her little feet.
I know. And I just stare at her. I'm like, oh my God. And like I said, they're so different. I'm like, how is it? It's crazy. Like, you make three little kids that are so completely different. Mm-hmm. And it's been really... I think I just really want to... hold on to the way that she came into the world and everything. It was just such a nice thing that everything that came after postpartum is always hard for me. It's always hard for me. Like, I forgot what it was like. I always, like, I was thinking about the other day. I was like, you know, I concentrated so much on the birth, and I was like, I wanted to be like this, and I ambitioned it, and I was like, this is what I want, that I didn't go past it, that I wasn't like, after that I should do this or I should do that. And when that came, I was like, oh, shit, I forgot how bad it is for me. It's really, like, it really takes a toll in my body. Like, I mean, I'm sure for everybody, right? But I was telling Betsy the other day, I was like, I really, whenever we talk to girls, like Rachel from Viva La Bonita, and she was saying that 3 days after her baby was born, she was working, you know, doing all these things. I was like, how does she do that, you know? Mm-hmm. How is it that somebody like me, I was like, white.
Natalie Alcala.
Yeah, or Natalie, like,
was
I
was writing emails and
she was
a week later. I'm like,
I was
what?
I couldn't, right? Like, my tia came and she was like, I was so scared last week when I saw you because you had no color and you could barely walk. And I was like, yeah, I couldn't, you know. And I was like, how is it that these girls can do it? I'm like, major, like, I'm like, wow, you guys are like superhumans, because I can't. It completely kicks my ass and it throws me in the bed and I'm like, you know, it's just bad. But I'm like, big ups to all those girls out there that can like hustle right after having babies, because it's hard. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wow, you know, all the stories that the girls tell us, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I cannot do that. I can't. I need some time to recover, to like, you know, just feel the way I'm feeling. And I was thinking about that. I was like, how do they, maybe I'm too old. I don't know, but yeah, but it was I was just like, maybe it's just my body that is just not, ya no me da. Yeah, I'm like, damn, you know. Because but yeah, because I was like, I had no color for like 2 weeks.
Well, today we're gonna talk about your birth story, because I think that's one that everybody wants to hear.
Oh, that was nice.
Let's take a break and then we'll come back with Paulina's birth story. Breastfeeding.
Yeah, this is life.
That's beautiful though. Isn't that great though, that she just latched on like the second she came out?
This is the time. Right, I had no issues.
Let's rewind here. Let's talk about the moment your mucus plug came out.
That was the funniest thing. Because I thought she was gonna be born way before, and I started canceling a bunch of things, and we still had a photo shoot on our calendar that day. And I didn't even think I was going to make it. But that day came and I was like, oh, photo shoot. Okay, let me change. I got ready. I got did my makeup, did my hair. I put high heels on that morning. Well, tall shoes. For like a second, because I couldn't. And that day, she was already past 2 days after the due date. Or mm-hmm. 3 days. 3 days after the due date. And I told mom, I remember that we have a friend with a Thai restaurant that told you mm-hmm. when you had your baby that if you wanted to have the baby, that she would make a soup for you. So I told mom, I was like, mom, why don't we just go eat, you know, see what happens. She was like, oh, sure, let's go. So we went to pick up the kids at 3 p.m. and we called the restaurant, but they didn't open until 5. So I was like, okay, let's just go kill some time. And we went to downtown to buy some party supplies for the kids' birthday party that we were going to do, supposedly. And then we went and we get there. And when we get there, I was like, I need to use the restroom. And I went with Krista. And it was funny because I'm right there in the bathroom stall with Krista. And then I was like, oh my God, there was like blood. And I was like, and I was like, okay, Krista, we got to go home because the baby's coming. She was like, what's happening, mommy? What's happening? Why do you have blood? Why are you okay? And I was like, yeah, yeah, you know, just calm down. The baby's going to be here soon. And she was like, right now? I said, not right now. But so then I text you and I text Elizabeth, our sister. And I was like, okay, guys, like, this is it. You know,
the mucus the mucus plug came out.
Yeah. Then I went to look for mom and I was like, mom, this is happening today. And she was like, should we leave? And I was like, no, I think it's going to take a while. You know, it's not going to happen right now.
Yeah. Dita was like, it's out. I'm like, call me when you're doula, when the doula gets there.
I know. So I came home and we came home right away and I started cleaning up. I was like, I got to get this house ready. I got my room clean. I called the lady to come and help me. And then... No contractions yet. It was like very light. Mm-hmm. Like very spaced out, like every 30 minutes or something like that. So then I called you guys and mom and I packed the bag for the kids. Fernando, our brother, came. And I was like, can you get me some tacos? I told him to bring me some tacos. He went to get me some taurino with that really hot sauce.
Yeah.
Because you told me.
Yeah, that's the way my baby came.
Yeah. So I was like, can you give me some? Fernando came, brought me some tacos. I still had my tacos that night.
You did?
I did have my tacos.
I had a Lucas paleta after my water broke.
I had my tacos. Then everybody left. Everybody left. And
I wouldn't have the tacos because we after taking his shit.
Yeah. I was like, should I eat this? I don't know. I was a little scared. But I ate the hot sauce because the hot sauce was like, it's really hot. Mm-hmm. So I started getting a little bit more and more pain. But my midwife said that I should call her when my contractions were like 10 minutes apart. And I was like, oh my God, that's too soon. Like, that's too much.
Calling it too soon.
That's too soon. Well,
Too close.
Then that night, Elizabeth came. I didn't know she was going to stay here. I didn't know she was going to sleep over, but that was the best thing that happened. So she came. She came and I got into the bath. And then I took a long shower. I don't know why. I just felt like I really needed to take a long, long, thorough shower. I took a really long shower. And when I got out of the shower, it was already like midnight. And I was like, okay, I want to go to sleep. They told me, go to sleep. And I lay down. And like at 2:30 in the morning, man, that first contraction came. Like
at 2:30 in the morning? Wait, what time did you go to sleep?
Like at 12.
Okay.
So that one contraction that wakes you up. And you're like, fuck, this is happening. Like this is like the real ones. And I was like, oh, this is it. So I got up. And I told him, I was like, babe, like, this is happening. And he was like, okay. So I got up and I told Elizabeth, like, hey, Tita, you know, my contractions started really. Can you start calling people? And I didn't know until I heard the episode that she was freaking out deep inside. But she was so cool. She was so cool. She never made me feel nervous.
To be chilled.
Yeah, she didn't even look like she was nervous or scared. But then I was listening and she was freaking out because nobody was answering the phone. But she didn't. She was like, what do you need? You know, she held me. I was getting on the ball.
Where are the essential oils?
She was like, where's everything? I told her, look, this is the bag. This is everything. She got everything ready. And she was just with me and she kept coming back and forth from going to see Ramiro to me, going to see Ramiro. And then my midwife got here around 4, like around 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So my contractions started at 2, like at 4, midwife got here, you got here, everybody started getting here. And that book that I always talked about, that book made such a huge difference because I was aware of everything that was going on. I knew how many breaths it was going to take for every contraction. I knew that it was going to be 10 breaths. I knew that the fifth and the sixth breath was going to be the hardest, and then it was going to go down. I knew that I had this much time to rest. I knew that I had to be very mindful about my body was feeling. The pain that I was going to feel was going to be different in every stage. That book was so helpful, like everything that it said. And until the last minute, I was listening to like yoga positions and movements and things.
What was the book again?
It's called Mindful Birthing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell everybody that's pregnant, you should listen to that book because it'll take away a lot of the fears. From the previous ones, I just remember pain. But then on this one, I was like, okay, there's going to be pain, but then there's not going to be pain. There's going to be pain, and then there's not going to be. And the pain only lasts 60 seconds. And that's it. That's all it lasts. So I would count my breaths. I was like, okay, this is it. Like 5, 6. Okay, it's going to go away. And then I could rest and I could walk and I could do some other things. And I remember the book saying something about enjoying the times in between contractions. And I was like, that's crazy. But I actually did. It was just very like quiet and the music. And I was just going back and forth between my room and the living room. And I remember when the midwife got here, she gave me tense units, you know, the little shocks. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, sure, whatever, just put them on because, you know, it was hurting. But those were kind of like an epidural.
Oh.
Every time the contraction came and I felt it, I would turn it on. And that would help the pain so much. I was like, oh my God, this is great. So it was between the ball, the tense units, and my breathing, and just counting how long that it was going to take that I made it throughout the whole time. I didn't even think it was long. You got here like around 4:30. No, it wasn't. So like around the time, the one thing that it was hard for me was the transition when I forgot what it was like because I was hot and then I started feeling cold and I was shaking and I was like, that's when I started got really emotional. I started crying and she was like, cry, just it's okay, you can cry. And I was like, oh my, and I don't even know why I was crying.
When you say transition, what do you mean?
It was a transition between the early labor to like the time that the baby was gonna come. Mm-hmm. It's a transition in your body. It's all in the book. I learned from the book. And I forgot what it was going to feel like. That was kind of scary because I was like, oh my God, like, why am I so cold? Why am I shaking? Why is this happening to my body? You know, it was just something very different from the contractions alone. And then when that started passing, I started feeling my hips kind of opening more. Mm-hmm. And that's when I told my husband, I was like, can you put the water in the pool? And everybody looked at me like, are you sure? And I was like, oh yeah, this is happening like soon. Like I knew, I don't know how, I knew exactly. And she never checked me. Did you notice that? She never checked me how dilated I was. I never knew. But I knew exactly when I needed to get in the water. And I got in the water and I sat down with my legs open and I had one contraction. I just couldn't. It was like, no, I can't. It hurts too much. So I remember also in the book that it said, you're going to have this urge to bear down on your knees. And I was like, okay, that's weird. But you do. It's kind of weird. Like, I feel like, no, I can't. I have to be like on all fours. And I was inside the water. And I didn't even realize that you were taking pictures. I think that was filming. It was all blocked. Like, I didn't see anybody. And I know my best friend was like, I can't believe you had all those people there. And I was like, you know, I couldn't even tell there was like a lot of people. I didn't even see. And that's when I told my husband to get in the water with me. And he got behind me. Well, the whole time he was helping me, you know, massaging me and stuff. But when we got in the water, I don't even know how long I was in there. Mm-hmm. You probably know better than me because you were outside. But I started feeling the contractions really, really, really close mm-hmm. to each other. And then I realized that I needed to open up. So my husband grabbed my legs from the back and he started opening me up more. I don't even know how to explain it. Like I was on my knees and he had his hands between my legs and he was opening me more.
In the water.
So when he was behind me. So when every contraction, he would open me more and it just felt good. Like the pain would be less. So all of a sudden I felt this balloon coming out of me, this weird rubbery balloon coming out of me. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? And then I'm starting like it pops and it was my water that broke. I had never felt my water break so vividly. And he felt it too because he was right behind me. And I was like, this baby's coming. Oh, but before that, I started getting really hot. And I told the midwife I was like, what if I faint? And she was like,
really hot.
Yeah, I was so hot because the water was hot and the room was really hot. And I was like, what if I faint? She was like, what do you mean? Don't faint. Look at me. Look at me. And that's when they started putting cold towels. You guys
had them ready.
I had everything ready.
You had the cold presses ready in the freezer.
I had cold presses ready in the freezer. You guys started giving me essential oils.
Peppermint.
We had like the Romero. And that gave me like another, like a boost of energy because I thought I was fading away. And then that gave me like a boost. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. Let's do this. That's when I felt the water break. And I remember that midwife told me, when you feel the ring of fire, hold it. And you and I had talked about the ring of fire always. And I was like, fuck, what do you mean hold it? Like, I was like, no, I don't want to hold it. But she was like, because if you don't hold it, she's going to rip you. Like if you push it, she'll come out so fast that she'll rip you. And I was like, oh, I don't want to get ripped. So,
which is the opposite of what they tell you, like push.
Yeah.
Right?
She was like, no, hold it. And I was like, okay. So when I felt her head, cause I felt her head, I felt it. When I felt her head, I was like, okay, I'm going to hold it. And she was like, wait until another contraction. And I was like, I can't. I remember like after when I saw the video, I was like, yeah, that's when I was like, take her out of me, take her out of me. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to hold it. And what I really liked about the holding is that she made me center. She was like, look at me. She was like, don't push out, push in. She was like, push down. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. She was like, yes, you know how to do that. Just push down. And another part of the book, they were talking about mindful pooping, which is funny because I remember that they were talking about you have to be very aware of all the muscles you use when you go to the bathroom. And those are the same muscles that you're going to use. So they walk you through a whole chapter about mindful pooping. And then I was like, I think I need to go to the bathroom. She was like, just go. She's like, you're not going to go. It's the baby. So when I felt that pressure, that's when I pushed and her head came out. And then that's when I was like, take her out. And she was like, touch her. And I was like, no, I don't want to touch her. And my husband was like, let me touch her. I was like, don't. That's something that I don't like. I don't want to be touched. So then the third contraction came and she just went out. And that was it. Like it was so easy. It was like three pushes and she came out. Mm-hmm. And there was not a lot of pain. There was not a lot of fear. It was just so fast. Mm-hmm. It was just so peaceful. I wasn't yelling. I wasn't screaming like last time. I wasn't cursing at my husband. I wasn't like being crazy.
No, you were saying, I'm sorry.
I was like, I'm sorry if I'm being mean to you. But it was such a different experience. It was so different because it was so much easier. It was so much easier. It was so much calmer. She came out and that was it. Like she came out, you know, my husband was telling me, he was like, after that, I just don't understand why they make you girls lay down. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know. It's just something that happens now. And he was like, but it's so much easier when you do it like that. And I was like, I know. And what I really liked about this time was the fact that we actually had her together, like him and I, like we worked together. And that's exactly what we wanted. We wanted to have the baby together. And I feel like the other times, and even at the beginning of this whole thing, he would always say, whatever she wants, because that, you know, it's her. And slowly with, you know, the help of Marisol and everybody and Lauren, he got to understand that it wasn't just me, that it was both of us and that we were both going to do this. And I think he's very thankful about the experience. After I already left that night, he came back and he was crying. And he was like, I can't believe we did that. It was so beautiful. Like, everybody that was here, the energy. I know, you know, you and I prayed right before the baby came. Elizabeth was here. Mm-hmm. And she had never been in any of the births. And her being, and she was so strong. And she mm-hmm. was so calm. And at the end, I was looking for a hand to hold. And she just gave me her hand. She was right there and she gave me her hand. And I think it was like exactly what I wanted. Like, you guys were there. He was there. The, you know, the team that I had around me was so nice, was so calm. She was born right at sunrise. The sun was coming in the room, the music, everything. It was just everything that I wanted. Everything that I wanted. I remember Per Mama. Hi. I told her, she told me that since the beginning. She was like, you gotta visualize it. She was like, everything you want, you will get. And she would always text me and send me messages telling me that, because she had all like 5 home births. Yeah. So she would tell me that. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. And she was like, she would always like encourage me and tell me. And when she texted me after, I told her, yeah, it was exactly like you said. Like, you, I just visualized it. And I did. I remember, like, for a long time, I was like, okay, this is how my baby's going to come on. This is how it's going to feel. And it felt like that very strong, stronger. But she came out the way that I always envisioned her. And then she was, since the moment she was born, she was really chill. She didn't even cry, right, mm-hmm. when she came out. She cried after a while. And then she went with my husband. And then she went with you. And then she came back to me, and then she was on the breast, and then she was very chill. We slept like throughout the whole day. And I think also being in the house and just going from the tub to my bed was like, it made such a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And just everybody just, it was just so different, right? I mean, you were here. I don't even know what time you left. I don't even know what time anybody left, because I was like sleeping. But the way that they handled the baby, and very, you know, very loving, you know, looking at the baby, there was no rush, and looking at my placenta, mm-hmm. and learning everything about the placenta was crazy. Was
so insightful.
And the way that the fact that they chopped up a little bit and they made me eat it right there and then, I don't think I would do it now, but because I was so like, yeah, sure, whatever, I ate it. Like, I ate a chunk of my placenta right there and then. And everything was just great. And the kids came right after with mom, and it was like, it was a very, very nice experience, a very unique experience. And I'm very, very grateful that it happened, and that it happened here at the house. You know, it was everything that I wanted. I'm very happy that happened.
And the amount of, you were, you know, como se dice, milking, you were ready.
Yeah.
You got milk right away, right? Which was the first time.
First time. I struggled so much with my other two kids, so much. Like, I would cry and cry with mom, and I didn't get milk until like the second month. And with her, right away, I had milk. And they were saying that it was because sometimes you get traumas during birth, and like that doesn't help the production. I don't know if it was that. Maybe it was that. Maybe it was, I don't know what it was. But she got on my breast and there was milk. The second day, like, my breasts were so big, and I was like, oh my God, what's going on? But yeah, she had milk, and she slept a lot. Actually, during the first day, the first week, she slept for like 5 hours straight during night. So when I went to see the doctor, they told me she's losing weight. She's actually not gaining weight. So then I had to wake her up. And yeah. I was like, oh, I have this really cool schedule. Like, she goes to sleep at 3:30 p.m. She wakes up at 7. You know, she was sleeping a lot. And they were like, nope, she has to wake up and she has to eat. So right now, I changed her schedule because she wasn't gaining weight. But finally, she is that. I'm waking her up and I'm feeding her. So, like, the last week.
Right, because it's like,
Yeah, like, the last week and a half, my boobs have been, like, just nonstop, like. My back is hurting, like, I'm like, but she's already gaining weight, so that's good.
Yeah, because it's easy to say just wake her up to go to eat, but it's like, why would I want to wake her up? She's sleeping.
I was sleeping. She was, everybody was sleeping.
Like, why would I do that?
Yeah, I was like, no. And then at the beginning, the first days I was trying to wake her up, she wouldn't wake up. She was like, so then I had to like change her diaper, and sometimes she would sleep through the diaper change. So my husband,
my son was the same way.
Yeah.
Eddie was the same way.
So I was like, okay, so we have to wake her up. And there was no more afternoon nap for 4 hours. Like, there was one day that Tita came. She slept for 5 hours. Even mom was like, she needs to wake up. There's something wrong with her. Because she's like, no, she just needs to sleep.
Eddie was the same.
Yeah.
Eddie was the same. He would sleep a lot.
Yeah, she slept a lot. And then she got a flu because the girls had a flu and they were like sneezing all over her. So like she already has a flu. She already had issues. At the fifth day, she got her earrings. I put a picture and I forgot. To me, like all my kids have earrings. So I started getting like a bunch of messages. People like, oh my gosh, she already had her ears pierced. I'm like, oh yeah. It's a big deal for some people. I'm like, yeah, for me, it's just...
I have issues with that. I personally have issues with that. But it's your daughter, so I can't really say anything.
Well, it's done. I just feel like... I mean, I don't like pain. So I feel like if I do it when they're older, like, she's going to have much pain. I remember when I got my things pierced, and that was painful. I got my nose pierced, and that was painful. So I'm like, sure. No. So
you know, each one has their own opinions. You know, everybody has their own opinions.
Yeah, she got out 3 days. She didn't even cry or anything. Mom cried more than her when she didn't.
I can't. I'm sorry.
So you wouldn't pierce your daughter's ears?
No. Hell no.
She already has her bling bling on her ears.
Mm-mm. No. Okay. So would you have a home birth again?
If I had another kid, yes. But I'm not going to have another baby, so yes.
If you were to have another kid?
Yes.
And would you recommend home birth?
Yes.
What was, like, I would say, the best part of it all?
The best part of everything was that it was on my own terms. Mm-hmm. That, I think I told you this before, like, I felt like what really scared me when I got to the hospital was that I lose control. That you lose control over yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you pretty much turn yourself in and they do what they feel that it's best, right? But I think the best part for me was to have control of everything, of my body. I decided everything. I don't think there was anything that was imposed. I decided on everything that I wanted, how I wanted it, where I wanted it. You know, when they told me, you're going to have the baby whatever you want to. And I was like, what does that even mean? But I had the baby where I wanted to, how I wanted to, the way that I wanted to. I love the way that the midwives would move around me, and I didn't have to move for them. Whatever position I was, they would get in there and just, you know, hear the baby, hear me. They were never intrusive. They never told me, like, you have to do this. They were there supporting me, but pretty much I did everything on my own, you know? Like, I moved how I wanted to. And my husband, the involvement of my husband also, like, that was a big one. Because I feel like we always complain that, oh, the guys never, they don't know what it's like. And this helped him see exactly how my body moved, what my body went through. He was right there with me and he felt it. And I think he has a total different, you know, respect for women. And the fact that we have 3 daughters, that was great because now he knows mm-hmm. what we go through. So yeah, I would totally recommend that. If that's something that you feel like it, that you want to do, I would say if you have no other medical complications, you should do it. It's great just to be here at home. And
honestly, there's a lot to be said about, like, the power of community.
Yeah.
And, like, the ability to be able to ask for help and the ability to have all these people around you mm-hmm. supporting you, right? And, like, knowing that it really does take a village to bring a child into the world. And it really does take a village to continue on even postpartum.
Yeah.
That you cannot do it alone. And I know we stress this a lot in this show, but don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
Yeah.
After we have a child, when we are with child, we're in a very vulnerable position or very vulnerable place in our life that if we don't speak out, we're doing a disservice to us and to our child.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I wouldn't be able to do this by myself. You know, if it wasn't because my mom, you know, my siblings, they come, Elizabeth, Fernando, my husband, you know, everybody, you know, that it's around me, I wouldn't be able to do it. And just to see also, like, after, even, you know, whenever the midwife has come to my house 3 times already to see me, to check on me. Mm-hmm. She calls me every day. Like, honestly, I was thinking whenever I had the other babies, it was like, okay, here's your appointment in 40 days. Come into the hospital and let's check you. But she calls me every time. And whenever I have a question, I'm like, hey, how about this? Or she's always available. It's like an on-call doctor. Like, you know, back in Mexico. So I think the care that you get, it's so great. So great. I will share with you guys later whatever happened when I went back to the hospital after having the baby.
Yeah, that's for a different episode. All right, let's get on with our Super Mama pick or tip of the week. We'll be right back. We're back. Is that an underwear picture?
It's kind of like an underwear, but it's not really.
What is that? We're back with a Super Mom pick or tip of the week.
It's my pick of the week for all post-pregnancy, postpartum, postpartum.
I was going to be like, that woman does not look like she's had a baby in that picture. But okay. Well, all right, Paulina, what is your Super Mom pick or tip of the week?
I have a lot of picks that I'm going to be sharing throughout.
You know, I'm not even going to do a pick this week because I probably feel like you are going to be good for this segment on your own.
Well, you know, I have a lot of issues with those huge pads that they give you at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, when I went, right before I went to, had the baby. I went to
Where did you get her? Where did you buy her?
Well, according to Sabina, I got her at Target. Sabina was like, did you get the baby at Target? I was like, yes, we got the baby at Target. Sabina's obsessed with Target. Right before I had the baby, I went to Target with my husband, and I was looking for pads for after birth. And walking around the aisles, I found the amazing Always Discreet boutique underwear.
Mm.
So their pads are Always, but they're actually little underwear.
Is that like Thinks?
No. It's actually like a pad with like, you know, with like underwear. But I love that thing. Because I remember in the hospital having those huge,
those mesh
pads
underwear too.
And the mesh underwear. And these are just underwear. I didn't use any underwear for the first week. I only used this.
Are they reusable or
no?
They
they're not
disposable.
They're disposable.
Oh, they're like disposable underwear.
They're like disposable underwear.
Always Discreet boutique.
And they're super comfortable. They're really comfortable. You just put it on and then you go to the bathroom and then you take them off and then you throw them away. Those, I was like, why didn't anybody tell me about this before, for after the baby?
Dude, I want to have those when I go to a concert.
For real.
And next Beyonce concert.
Yeah, and they're like, I mean, they're not cute, but
so
they're
like,
you know.
So I don't miss a second.
Yeah, I mean, it's like an underwear with like a pad, and I love that. Then for when I started having less heavy bleeding, I have issues with pads. So I found this brand that I got them at Target as well. They're called L. It's just an L. It's an Italian brand, and it's an organic. It's all cotton, and they're really, really comfortable. They're really clean. I love them. I found them by chance, and now I'm like, that's what I'm gonna use from now on, even when I'm just my regular periods. And that brand, whenever you buy one, they actually give some donations to a group for girls. So it's one, you get one, you give one. And I love them. They're also L. It's a brand, just L, and you can find them at Target. And those were really good, too, for after. So I didn't feel like...
Have you gone to Target ever since you gave birth?
I went to Target, like, last week with Mom. I did.
Was she mad?
No, she...
No, she was mad at me when I wanted to go to Target. I was like, I just want to go to Target. I want to get out of the house.
No, because she was like, I think you should go. I think, like, let's go. Let me take you out. Let me take you out. Because I think she was like, I think it's time for me to take her out. Because the first 2 weeks, because the baby was sick, she wouldn't even let me open the windows. Okay? I was literally a prisoner in my house. I couldn't open the windows. I couldn't open the doors. I couldn't really get close to the sun because the baby couldn't get a lot of sun, according to mom. Like, I was like, oh my God. So, like, the first 2 weeks, por eso se me fue el color, because I was, like, just inside, like, yeah, she was like, close the door, close the windows, don't go close, put a sweater, you know? I mean, I don't know what I would do with that mom. She has been, like, such a, you know, so much help for me, you know, but she does take, like, the 40 days, you mm-hmm. know, and I'm still on week 4. So I still have 2 more weeks before I'm released into the world. But the first two
but
weeks,
you've already been released into the world. Like, I mean, you already went out. You went to the mall the other day, right?
I went to the mall.
Did you guys go to Santa Monica to the mall or something?
Oh, yeah. I went to pick up something. Yeah, for the kids. Yeah, but it was like, okay. It's like we're in a timer. She's like, okay, let's go. I'm like, okay. Okay, let's go. Yeah, but only with her. I've only gone out with her. She doesn't really let me go out. And I have my faja all the time and, you know, everything.
She doesn't let me. So it's like high school all over again?
She doesn't let me. You have to ask her for permission for me to do something.
Oh my gosh, when I went to Oaxaca.
How was that?
It was beautiful. But when I went to Oaxaca, like the last couple of days, we were in the city. And our production team, they wanted to take me out for my birthday. Yeah. So we were driving back home. And then, you know, they texted me and I was like, I can't. Like, I'm not going to go out. I have my son with me. Like, it's not like 2012. I'm sorry. So dad gets a phone call. And then I hear him. And he's like, no, ya vamos para... No, no, ya vamos de regreso a la casa. No, es que pues con el bebé no se puede. And I was like, what? And I texted them, like, did you guys just call my dad to ask for permission? I was like, what is this, like, high school?
Apparently.
But, you know, in Mexico, everyone's so proper, right? Yeah. Like, they call dad and, like, ask them for permission. Like, hey, can Brisa come out and play? And dad's like, no. Only she has her son.
She has her son.
Oh, I know. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Well, happy birthday to you. Well,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Sixta, Sabina, and Krista. It's like a party every week since all September and October.
Yeah, it's like I'm over it. That's why I don't care about birthdays in October. Because it's like, oh, great, another October birthday. What's new? What's so special about your birthday?
Oh, my God, I know. My anniversary starts on September 16th, and Krista's birthday is October 16th. So it's like a whole month.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, a whole month of, like, just back to back to back to back to back.
Huh.
I know.
Well, that's it for today's show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I want to get my sister out of here before my mom comes in here and tells me I've got to leave.
Well, thank you for coming to my house and recording.
Why'd you come bother her? We're going to have an episode for this week, Mom.
Close the door. Close the window. Close the door. Nah, she's great. She's great. I'm really sad that she's gonna be leaving. But dad came. He surprised me and
oh
came.
My gosh, yes.
I was like, what? He's here, and I'm so happy he came. But he's so funny because he was like, well, maybe your mom can go to Oaxaca for like a week and then come back and help you again. And I was like, okay.
Good. Right, because he wanted mom back, and now that he saw realness.
Yeah, because he's like, how do you do this? And I'm like, I don't know, because they have cried, the three of them, at the same time. Okay, they have, to me. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what it's gonna be like. So he sees it and he's like, maybe she can come back. I'm like, okay, please. Please, mom, move back.
I know, right? It's like they chose to move back to Oaxaca right when we decided to have children.
I know. I was thinking about Tita. I mean, she'll have kids much, much later. But I was like, I think I'm going to have to step in for my mom when Tita has her own kids.
I'm sorry. Mom's going to have... I'm sure that when Tita has the kids, mom's really going to move back for like a year.
Probably. But Tita was like, I don't want to have kids anymore after you went through that.
No, I think Tita really loved being here.
Oh, she did.
I mean, you heard her episode. All right, mommy. So don't forget to connect with us on our Instagram @_supermamas and our website.
Supermamas.la. I miss you guys so much.
Or supermamas.com.
Supermamas.com.
Now we have supermamas.com.
Supermamas.com. Woo woo. I miss you guys. And I know I've been quiet, but, you know, I'm going to get back to me soon. Soonish. No, soon. And I miss everybody. And thank you for all your lovely messages and just for being there. I know that you guys got my back, and I'm really, really happy for that. Because whenever I post something, everybody just sends me the loveliest messages. So thank you to everybody. And I miss you all so much.
We miss you too. That's why I came. I was like, we need to get you. I'll come to you. All right, so Romanes, we will see you next week. Also, don't forget to rate our show. Don't forget to rate us. Just go on your podcast app, check, look for our show, and then just click rate. Give us 5 stars and just tell us why you love us so much. We will see you next
week. Give me love.
Tell me why you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Super Mamas.
Super Mamas. Bye.
Bye. Bye.